Hello, welcome to the Jordan Bertrand podcast. We can call it a pilot episode if that's what you want to call it. Not too sure how long these things will last, but I'm really making it for me, and I guess for you. If you ever want to hear about a guy that you may or may not know, talk about things that he may or may not know about, I just finished listening to one of the episodes of the Sunday Scaries podcast by Will DeFries. He's one of the TFM guys, if you're familiar with them. There are a ton of them. They got, old Dylan and Dave Ruff, Ross Bullen podcast. That's another one that I just hopped on. But basically, a podcast is something I've thought about doing for a while. Me and my roommate, Ben Shepherd, we tried to get something going. We recorded Pilot 1. We'll call this Pilot 2. Or maybe it's Pilot 1 of a separate podcast, I guess. Podcast 1, Pilot 1, was Googling it with Ben and Bird. He's Ben, I'm Bird. Essentially, the premise was that eventually we would receive emails, questions, texts from people. They would ask us about different things, and we would spend our time on the podcast Googling them, talking about them, and that was essentially it. It was going to be great. We recorded a podcast pilot. Didn't get worked out, really, just because of mic issues. I think, I don't even remember what we did. We may or may not have used laptops. I know we had two microphones. I'm not exactly sure how we worked that out. Might have just plugged them both into the thing. I don't know. Right now, I'm recording off of AirPods. So, you could say I'm privileged. But they're AirPod 1s. And I'm pretty sure the 3s are coming out soon. The date is August 4th. It's 11:02 p.m. Year of 2019. I'm actually going to graduate on August 10th. I'm working on my real estate license. That's what I should be doing right now, but it's fun to be creative, right? I think so. Anywho, I should have written something to talk about. Probably would have been nice, but instead I figured I would just kind of improvise. I do prefer to improvise sometimes. But I think for future episodes, if that is what happens, we'll call the next one episode 1. I'll write out maybe a script. I'm not sure if that's what people do. Basically, I strapped on the old AirPods to my little ears and downloaded this app. I'll go ahead and talk about it. Of course, they're not paying me yet. You know, that's something we're hoping for too. You know, we do have some startup costs. I bought a Lavier, what do you call it? Those microphones that you see on TV, they clip to your shirt. I bought one on Amazon. I'm a huge Amazon guy. If you don't know what Amazon is, I'm just kidding. Everybody knows what Amazon is. Amazon.com. You can buy whatever you want, basically, except a gun. Gotta go to Craigslist for that. I can't even go to Craigslist now. Oh, terrible shootings that we just had. But we won't talk about that. Not on the pilot. 16-foot iPhone Lavier mic. That's exactly Lavier, L-A-V-A-L-I-E-R, Lavier mic. But yeah, $10 on Amazon, 182 reviews, 4.5 stars. I only buy it if it's over 4 stars. It's something important. If you need me to search anything, I'd actually love to do that on this podcast. If I could just review Amazon products, that might be a good trend. Actually, that might be what I do. I purchased an art kit on Amazon. Came with 3 palettes, a couple paints. Definitely highly recommend. I might start just putting the stuff I buy in the description of these pods. Pods? I can say that now as a podcast. I'm pretty sure these are pods. Just recording pods on my AirPods. That's all we're doing here in this room. Ben's actually, he's a roommate, Ben. He's over at work. He's a bartender now. I started bartending, which must be a really fun job, I feel. I can only imagine. Like, you make decent money, or better than decent money. You get to be around fun, I guess they're fun people. They're probably not fun if you're not drunk, though. I hate to see that. Nobody wants to be the guy that isn't drunk. Although, I've been trying to do that lately. So, we'll see. But, yeah, a bottle of beer. We got to cover these startup costs. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm just hoping maybe I can, you know, I've got a website. Not for the pod, though. The pod. Not for the pod. Just for me. I wanted to do a blog at one point. Who wants to write about stuff when you could talk into a microphone about stuff, you know? So much easier. And the other thing I'm really missing from this Jordan Bertrand podcast is a co-host. That is something that you see a lot of podcasts have. If you listen to a podcast, typically it's, you know, one person, two person, maybe three. If you're really lucky, you get three minds going. Or maybe it's one person and a guest or something like that. But Sunday Scaries podcast kind of inspired me to try it out on my own. That's basically just the guy is Will, and he just talks about stuff that's pretty calming. Really great Instagram too. Pretty I don't know what you would call it. Calm pictures that calm. Interesting, artistic, very artistic. Should I talk about myself? I suppose so. Jordan Anthony Bertrand is my full name, but for the sake of marketing, the Jordan Bertrand podcast is what will keep it. If it was really for the sake of marketing, I'd probably call it something better than that, but what's more fun than having your name on something, you know? But Jordan Anthony Bertrand, try not to steal my information or my identity, but I'm from the Dallas area. I'm not sure how specific I should be. Specific. Should I tell you everything? Or just little things? From the North Dallas suburbs, Carrollton. I went to Hebron High School. Came to A&M Corpus Christi, where I'm about to graduate with marketing. I'm moving to Austin at the end of this month to get a job in real estate. Didn't require a degree. But, you know, school is fun. Is it worth it? That's to be decided on episode 4. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I'll talk about that on episode 4. But, certainly to be decided with time. Yeah, man, school's crazy. Not really crazy at all, actually. But, you know, the price of school is crazy is what I meant by that. Or the price of interest. Honestly, if they just didn't charge interest, which, you know, is completely implausible, because why would you lend without interest? But if they didn't charge interest, like, things would really be all right, you know? Or more all right, for sure. My stomach's been hurting today. I wish I had a co-host to tell about my stomach pains, but instead I just have a great audience. Which is, you know, perfectly fine. And one of these days, I mean, essentially, if it's just me on the mic and I'm answering questions from you, or maybe I even have one of you on the podcast, the pod, then you are there. Like, in essence, you're in my ear and you're with me, but you're not with me. So it's not like I'm alone. And, you know, you're never alone when you have God. Anyways, am I right? Am I right? Am I right? So, yeah. Really never, it's kind of like I'm not just doing it by myself. There are other people here, kind of, yeah, not really, but a little bit. Anywho, I'm going to turn this fantastic pilot into something a little more fantastic. I'm probably going to add a little intro. My thought was that I can have a different intro sound. I mean, this app comes with free sounds, so essentially it's just like an app of stuff. It's a free app. When I was talking about my startup costs, I was just talking about the Levere. But yeah, I'm gonna add maybe a little sound to every podcast, a different sound for each one. And then maybe whenever I find a sound that I can really settle into, that'll be the one that I stick with, you know? But I love keeping things different. My mom, she, she's asking me if I need stuff for this new place I'm moving into. And she was like, towels? You need towels? You need a shower curtain? And I was like, Mom, I got a shower curtain. I'll take two towels though, because I got four. Sent her a picture of my towels. And she was like, just two. And I was like, yep, just two. Don't go crazy. She sent me a picture of like 20 towels. I was like, you said two. And she was like, just pick one. So, for the sake of being different, every one of my towels is a different color. And I picked two towels that were different colors. So, that's just, we're trying to be artsy. We're trying to pick up hobbies. Actually, I was just talking to someone about that yesterday. I'm moving to Austin. I have a kayak in my backyard. I'm gonna use that to do water shit. And I guess I'm just gonna do it. This is just me. This is me. I was gonna say water stuff, but you know what? It's the Jordan Bertrand podcast. So it's here for me and for you. And we're just gonna have it raw, you know? We're just gonna do it. I mean, obviously, it'll be edited after I add whatever I can add. I'm not much of an editor. I'm pretty sure. Oh, you know what we should do? What I am going to do is give one great quote, or not great, but just a quote. Maybe it's great. It's your interpretation, isn't it? Everything is. One quote. Every pilot, it'll be the quote. Or podcast, every quote of the pod quote. I'll think of something, but I'll think of a segment title. Well, is it even a segment or is it too short? Nah, it can be a segment. That's what I'll call it. I'll call it a segment, and it'll last 15 seconds. It'll be perfect. Anywho, the quote for today is "Write drunk, edit sober" by Ernest Hemingway. Let us note that he died. I'm not sure at what age. We'll have to find that out. But he died relatively young, likely due to his alcohol consumption. So, it's something to think about. Another reason I need a co-host is so that I can have them on their computer and they can look up stuff, like, while I'm talking about it. So, this dude Hemingway actually died on July 2nd, not too long ago. Of the year 1961, born 1899, July 21st, so he was almost due for a birthday. Hate to see it. What does that work out to? 61 years old? I don't know. I'm not great at math. That's actually why I'm, I don't know why that, I don't know why, that's just why I've avoided it my whole life, I think. Yep. But yeah, I wonder if it says how he dies. I'm on Wikipedia. You can check my sources. I just typed in Ernest Hemingway to Google and clicked on the Wikipedia. But surely it was related to, wow, he had four wives. But maybe that was more common back then? Maybe not. Of his books, I think I've read The Old Man and the Sea, which was pretty good. It was about a fisherman in his battle with a swordfish, marlin, sailfish. I'm not too sure what the message was, but it was definitely entertaining. There was another one I read. The sun? What is the sun? The sun shines, the sun sets. Oh! So there's sometimes podcasts, and they'll be like, oh, they'll just be talking. They'll be like, oh, I bet there's a listener. The sun also rises. Is that it? The sun always. The sun also rises? Someone right now, basically they'll say, someone right now has the answer to this, and they're just shouting it into their, I don't know what, car, their phone. I'm not sure where you listen to this. Maybe Apple? I'm not even sure if I have to. I might have to pay money to get this onto Apple. That's something to think about. So, you know, startup cost. If you want to Venmo me, it's Jordan A. Bertrand. on Venmo. My Cash App is @JordanBertrand. My PayPal is my email, JordanABertrand@gmail.com, which actually we're not going to use that. I'm going to make a email just for this pod, just for the Jordan Bertrand podcast. It'll probably be JordanBertrandPodcast@gmail.com. Which sounds amazing, doesn't it? That's some pretty official stuff. Old Man of the Sea, written in 1952. The Sun Also Rises, which I think might have been what I said. 1926. Wow, that is an old book. That's even older. But I read both of those. I liked them both. For Whom the Bell Tolls, that's one that's like, it's on my nightstand. And I have this really bad habit of starting books and not finishing them, which is, I think, is the same habit I have with a lot of things in life. Probably mirrors something. It's definitely, actually, yeah, that's completely true. I think I definitely have a commitment issue, which I'll have to investigate further as I progress through life. But yeah, like, one time as a child, I was in karate, and I didn't get past the white belt, just didn't commit to it. I'm pretty sure there was a point where I had to, like, fight a girl, and I think that's why I quit. But I think even deeper seated than that, it was probably because I had some kind of commitment thing, just really dumb. Maybe it's, yeah, we can only speculate. I know one thing for sure is that, like, I don't like being, like, told what to do. And maybe a commitment is like a signing on of sorts. Like you can't leave, you can't, but you know, who knows? I don't know. I'm just, it's excuses is really all it is. I think it's just excuses that I'm making. We all make excuses, but as far as other commitments that I have failed to, there's a word. If I was college educated, I would say it. Failed to execute. There are other commitments that I failed to think of a word that's like better than what I'm saying. But I took guitar lessons for a year, 2 years, maybe less. I don't know. I never practiced much though. And eventually I broke one of my guitars on accident. Super sad. I was a little kid. Didn't tell anybody about it. Just went to the lesson with a broken guitar. Had to go home. It was just awful. But I ended up never learning guitar, really. Learned some chords. Still have some guitars. Played trumpet in middle school. But yeah, I mean, that lasts for, what, 2 years? Ran cross country and track in high school. Didn't even run cross country in my senior year because I was just so tired of it. Yeah, I don't know if that's a commitment issue or not, but certainly something. Joined a fraternity in college. I think I did a good amount of work in that, though. But you know what? That's also limited, because basically you have until college is over. And then, like, you can, you know, collect with alumni groups and stuff like that. But, like, you know, actually, we have a saying, it never ends, you know? Pledship is over, but it never ends. So there's always something you're gonna have to do, and it's a good outlook to have. We also have a saying, you know, find a way to win. So, which is something that we learned in cross country in high school too. We always had one-liners. Great coach, Jason Greenier, good guy. I don't know where he coaches now, but we'd have these one-liners. It was like, every day is a great day. This isn't the right order. Not that I guess an order matters, but every day is a great day. Don't waste a heartbeat. Goal-oriented people find ways. Go with goal-oriented people. Seek key experiences. Maybe there are, I mean, I'm sure there are more. Those are like the same ones that we said every day. And then there was an additional one that like would be unique to the day. But those are some things that like I've tried to, you know, keep in my mind as I've grown older, if that's what you would call it. I'm about to turn 23 too, so that's cool. September 2nd, you can write that somewhere. Maybe send me fan mail, fan gifts, fan money would be coolest. But you know what? Fan art. That'd be fun. Fan water bottles. Fan hats. Don't send me clothes. Give me new clothes. I don't like used clothes. But this is fun. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun. If you're not having fun, it doesn't matter. You can fast forward. You can end it right now. Go do something else. Go do something cool instead of listening to me. Which is, you know, listening to me is really cool too. So, it's a win-win. You stay here, you listen to me, you're doing something cool. You leave here, you do something cool, and you're doing something cool. But, yeah, I'm just trying to expand my hobbies, and you should too. Whenever you're done listening to this, think of something cool you can do, because I'm not sure if I'm interesting. I'm really not too interesting, and I'm sure some people would disagree, but maybe it's because it's the framing. Maybe I don't frame myself to be interesting. I'm sure I'm interesting. I just don't come off that way, because I don't talk about the interesting thing, because I don't like to talk about myself, really. But a podcast gives me a way to do that, because it's just me. Oh, you know what would be cool? If I read one of my old blog posts. I've had like two blog. One, I wrote like four posts in. It was kind of cool. Some of my friends actually read them. I think I linked it on Twitter one time. And then this other blog, which wasn't really a blog at all. It was just the website, birdbiz.net, which will probably be gone by the time this gets anywhere, because I will have changed it to support this podcast. So it'll probably change the domain name to Jordan Bertrand Podcast, or thejordanbertrandpodcast.com, which is really long. Maybe just jordanbertrand.com, which I think I already have purchased. So startup costs, except that one was kind of built in. I don't know. But yeah, hobbies. What I was getting at is that I'm trying to pick up hobbies. So I got this. I'm moving to Austin. I got this kayak. I'm gonna do some water stuff. Shit, water shit. Just as I said earlier. And I got this paint kit from Amazon. I've painted a couple things. Maybe one of these days I can even have social media accounts for the pod, you know, maybe a separate Instagram or like a separate Twitter, and I can post different things I talk about on the pod, because that way it's a little more interactive. Everybody loves to interact. Not everybody, I'm sure, but most people like to interact. I think we had, me and Ben had this conversation one time. It was like, I think it's literally almost impossible to go through life and not interact with someone. Like, that's essentially impossible. Like, you can only go so long without interacting with someone. And, like, I think I forgot what his stance was. I think maybe that was his stance, and my stance was like, well, I think you can go pretty far. Like, if you're stranded in the wilderness or something. We talked something about losing who you were as a person, though. So I'm not sure where that fit in or what our opinions were. It was somewhere in there, though. Something interesting. But not too interesting. One of the questions from the pilot one of Googling It with Ben and Bird was, can you eat flamingos? And I think we looked it up, and they can be eaten. Out of respect for the original pilot, I'm not going to Google and see where they could be eaten. I can only guess, and I know it was an Asian country. Is that? I guess it's politically correct to say Asian country. Who knows? I don't even know what's okay anymore. But I don't know if the Jordan Bertrand podcast needs to be politically correct, or if it needs to be anything. A pod without lines, that's what we're creating, right? I'm creating? No, you're here with me. We're creating a pod with no limits to infinity beyond. The new Toy Story was pretty good. Pretty good animation, I've got to say. And yep, that Bo Peep and her sheep. Her and, I don't hate to spoil it. No, I won't say it. I won't say it. Just won't do it. But, yeah, pretty good pod. or a pretty good movie, but also a pretty good pod. I guess we're rearing and nearing 25 minutes. I'm not sure how long I wanted these. I know it's hard to, or for at least for me, I feel like it's hard to, back to the commitment issues. It's hard for me to listen to something for an hour, you know? I prefer podcasts that are like, I don't know, 30 minutes or less. Like, whenever I see the time on a podcast is like less than 30 minutes, I'm like, that, like, that's not much of a commitment, you know? I can do that, like, right now. These Sunday Scary podcasts by Will DeFries, they're like 15 minutes. Or, like, the one I listened to was. It was 15 minutes, another one was 19. I think another one was probably an hour, but, or more, I'm sure more of them are for an hour. But I saw the one for 15 minutes, and I was like, yo, like, I can do that right now. So I did it right now. And then I listened to the one for 19 because it was such a, like, I could listen to four podcasts at the time. I could listen to one other podcast. So maybe that's going to be my goal, is to keep these things under 30 minutes, because that's actually got to boost engagement, right? I mean, I'm only a marketing guy from a small school, but surely I know something. I've got to. Yeah, I have to, basically. So, we'll just go ahead and wrap it up. This is pilot one of podcast two. So, if this Ben and Bird thing ever gets started, that's going to be tight. But until then, it's just Bird. So, the Jordan Bertrand Podcast. You can follow me at Jordan A. Bertrand, J-O-R-D-A-N-A, little middle initial, A, Bertrand, B-E-R-T-R-A-N-D. That's the same username on all platforms. So, find me. I'll be there. And I'll probably make some new stuff for the pod, for the Jordan Bertrand podcast. Some new places to post things. I have to create a separate brand, maybe. Or maybe it's the same brand. And I'm just, I don't know. Decisions need to be made. And I'm going to make them. Because that's what I do. But without further ado, I wish you all the best. I hope you enjoyed your time with pilot one of podcast two. All right, signing off. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week, maybe next month. Bye-bye.